Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. Beautiful morning. Lot to talk about. But tough times mean tough decisions. So, got a good one for you today because it's loaded with information. And don't forget to like, subscribe, share the video with everybody. And let's get right into it. First things first, guys. Meta, Facebook, is going to lay off thousands of people right now. And it's a great article below talking about this and about how you haven't seen anything yet when it comes to these companies doing this. And companies are doing this for a myriad of reasons, but when it comes to tech, tech is screwed right now. Tech is having a huge, huge problem because they just kept hiring and hiring and hiring, and now they can't get rid of people fast enough. Think about this. It's anticipated that Google's already laid off 16,000 people. 16,000, when you think about that. That is nuts. And then you got Meta doing it to streamline itself and to become profitable right now. There is a company out there called Bye Bye Baby. Bye Bye Baby is a baby store. And the baby store went and closed and then relaunched. They were an online store and then they relaunched. And in less than a year, they shut down. Now, I know a lot about this store for the simple fact that my sister used to work there. My sister was recruited by the Nordstrom family directly. She used to sell in something called Brass Plum. And she was, you know, and very good at the Nordstrom stores. And what they would do is they would take her and they would say, oh, Lisa, you're at South Coast Plaza. Let's have you go to Irvine. Let's have you go to the Main Place store. And she would go there and she'd rally the troops and she would just sell like a whirlwind and get them, you know, to get their sales up and show people how to do suggestive selling and make it so that women would buy more clothes. Okay. And Brass Plum back in the day was a younger girls department inside the store. But that being said, when they opened up Mall of America, the Nordstrom family said, listen, we want you to help run the store. So, you know, what year was this? Was it like 91, 92? Whenever they did the Mall of America, she was there and they brought her there. So this is leading someplace, by the way, guys. But the point was that, you know, it was incredibly successful. They moved her to, I think it's Minneapolis. Anyways. After her stint there, she got recruited by Bye Bye Baby. Come here, 401k. Now, understand this, guys. Over 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And we will put you in your hometown in Orange County, California. And you will go out and you will run the baby store. And the store killed it. The store did great at this time. But like all baby stores that we all have a problem with is that these stores are expensive. They're high priced. And, you know, back in the day, when you would see strollers for $200, this place would sell them for $450. And eventually, company built up, my sister got married, stopped working, and had kids. And this company then, like so many other retailers, went down for the count and then became an online store only. Went through different purchases, but here's the wild thing. Is that somebody had this brilliant idea that they were going to reopen the store chain and have all these different stores, and it's failed after 1 year. So this is not the climate to start a new business right now in the retail section, to say the least. That's what you're seeing from all of this. Elon Musk was talking at a rally on Friday night, and you know, let me take questions from the crowd. And one of the questions was, why don't you buy Rivian? And, you know, I don't think Rivian's the same type of company as Tesla, to say the least. And Elon believes with this, in that there are only two automobile companies that have not gone bankrupt in the United States, and that is Ford and Tesla. And to be autonomous and to be, these geese, to be autonomous right now, you have to have the ability to survive and to manufacture everything yourself, and it's a real problem. So, kind of crazy, guys, kind of crazy. Plus, I got a story sent to me about, you know, the Tesla chargers, how you can buy the adapters and use one to the next. The problem is people are not using them wrong and they're damaging their cars. And Ford is saying, don't do that right now. Don't do it unless you know how to do it and you're doing it properly. Well, that's a heck of a warning to get right now. The next thing with this is that, remember when the Cybertruck was announced and it was such a big deal? What year was that? Okay, this is what's wild, how time has just clicked by. It's in 2019, guys, long before COVID, and you could go out and you could put your $1,000 deposit down and you could get yourself a Cybertruck. Great article below about this, and that they have delivered 25,000 Cybertrucks. Do you know that they anticipate that there were between 2 and 3 million people that put the $1,000 down and signed up to get their Cybertruck? So once registration started, plus imagine if you or I held money for 4 years, if Elon did that now, he'd have a real problem because he's not the darling that he was in 2019. He's a bad guy now because he's who he's, you know, supporting politically. So you understand, it's crazy, but 1 million times 1,000 is a lot of money, okay? So next thing is they anticipate that there were only 2.5% of the people that put their money down, minimum, that actually took possession of the cars. Now, how do they deduce this? And that was all the math, everything that's been done. But as of July 2024, they're delivering cars to people that are on that list. So if you wanna go out and get yourself a Cybertruck, you can get on that list right now. But who wants that car right now? Seriously, it is, you know, remember it was $40,000 cars, what they announced. And the cheapest model is $79,000. Oh, you want the bonus package, which adds another $26,000. I mean, it's just crazy. The man I met that had his in Newport Beach, great guy, but he spent over $120,000 on the car. Loves the car. Loves, owns a Rivian too. Loves it, okay? So, that being said, who knows if they're gonna survive this stuff at all, but got a kick out of that. The next thing I want to remind you guys about is that we have a private channel that is uncensored, and we can talk about everything on that, and it's going quite well, and I love putting content on there because we can speak freely on it. It is called I Allegedly Live. You can sign up at iallegedly.tv. It's very simple. Use the link below. It's just that's the easiest way to sign up for this. So with that being said, it's something that we put content on all the time. I have contributors to this channel that support me like you wouldn't believe. And I am so grateful for them. And every day they send me things. And Big Dave, it should be called the Big Dave video. And I sent him messages and we were joking about the title. But he really contributed to this. And think about this. Name an industry that is doing well right now, okay? How about motorsports? Motorsports is dying right now. BRP, boating, done. Getting rid of their boat division. They're gonna keep the Sea-Doo division inside the family, but if you guys wanna buy boats, if you wanna buy anything like that that has a motor to it, you can get a tremendous deal on it right now because of how bad these companies are hurting right now. Don't get confused on this at all, because I'm telling you, there are somebody out there that's broke. And there's another YouTuber once told me that my jet boat is 1.5 years away, and the guy's got a custom paint job on it, spent $150,000 on it, and I'm gonna get it for $30,000. And I believe it. Now, I am telling you guys, as we get closer to the end of the year and as realization sets in and people are broke and you have people that went out and bought motorcycles, Sea-Doos, boats, everything like that, you're going to see liquidation come. But again, the boating industry, it's summer, guys, just ended. They should have just had a stellar year. They did not, because people cannot have, you know, a good time. So the tough decision is to get rid of the boat department, but keep the Sea-Doo division. Sea-Doos are like the jet skis that you ride. They're fun. They're great. But they're expensive, guys. It's not an inexpensive hobby. People think you spend $30,000, $40,000 on those trailers and the two jet skis, and there's no maintenance. Yeah, there is, okay? tremendous, and you better know how to fix those things, and you know everything you have to do with that. It takes knowledge, and a lot of people don't want to do that, and just let them go. The ice cream industry, and this came, Dave sent me this out of Philadelphia, talking about the Breyers brand. Breyers brand ice cream. Who's not buying ice cream right now? I guess they're not. And now Breyers is what you would consider to be a premium ice cream. So the premium ice cream is not getting purchased right now. Why is that? Because people have no money, guys. They have no flipping money. So, gonna see bigger problems with this. He sent me something that I thought was great, and that is, back in the day, let's go back to 2019 again. If you could get a deal, a job, where somebody said, listen, Dan, you're gonna have to come in half the time. You'd be like, what? I don't have to come in the office every day? Nope. You can come in the office half the time. Okay, where do I get that? Now it's demanded of people. And what, you know, labor unions and what business people are asking and the trade associations are saying, pay us more money to come to the office. Really? Okay. I thought I was supposed to come to the office. But there's a list below, and I won't subject you to all of them, but 22 companies that are demanding that you come back to the office. The first one's Dell Computer, Amazon, we've heard a lot about, Zoom. Zoom people can't work on Zoom. Remember that. Salesforce. You get to go to hellhole San Francisco. Good for you. JP Morgan Chase is done with it. UPS, IBM, Boeing. Oh, yeah, because they're doing so well right now. Walmart corporate, Google. You know what's funny is I wonder if Walmart's going to do what they did at Home Depot, where if you haven't heard, Home Depot is going to require all its executives to go and work the stores. When I sold through Sam's Club, I had a company that was involved with Sam's Club, and I would go. Yeah, I went to Arkansas twice and went to the Walmart corporate, which I'm telling you guys, fly into Fayetteville and then make a left-hand turn and keep driving on a two-lane road. It is in the middle of nowhere where Sam Walton started the story. That is the greatest American success story ever, but I could go on forever. Google and Jotform and Goldman Sachs. Anyways, the list is below. But the point is that they're fed up, completely fed up with these people running the show. And profitability. Oh. My brother tells me this story, and whatever we hear about companies going out of business. He was in Mammoth Lakes skiing when he was a kid and went with another family, and they would take him on their yearly ski trip. And they would go to this place called Hot To Go, and it was like a burrito place. And the guy's like, listen, we don't make money. We're just open for pride. And we always joke at that. We're like, is that the stupid? I thought the idea of a business is to open money. As children, we thought that this guy was an idiot. And then eventually, it was not there anymore. So anyways, I'm open for pride. So companies need to make money right now, and that's what you're seeing. And all these tough decisions, the layoffs and everything that you're seeing right now, just getting compounded, guys. You haven't seen anything yet. I'm going to finish this video with these last two stories. And I had a bunch of people send me this one. And this was a Dave Ramsey phone call where a guy says he's 37 years old and he's a multimillionaire and he's absolutely miserable because he has no purpose. I'm telling you guys, in this world, it is easier, so easy to get knowledge. It's so easy to learn something new. Guys, I'm a living example of this. I went out and completely changed my life. And there's been multiple times that I've gone out and done that. And, you know, I wanted to be in the event business. And I met some people that I thought weren't very smart. And they told me, you can't do this, la, 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 la. And then I became very successful at it. So, again, researched it, did everything I could. But this guy who's miserable, I just think about this. You know, we all sit there and think, the thing that's going to solve all of our problems is if I had a bunch of money. And the problem is, there's the people that have a bunch of money and don't enjoy themselves right now. Do what you want to do. Travel. Do, you know, my sister that I talked about earlier, she got married to a really successful lawyer. And they travel the world. That's all they do. Okay? And every Facebook post I see from her is she's in someplace new. And again, that's a purpose-driven life. Imagine this 37-year-old guy that has all this money and he's not doing that. okay? I mean, talking about, you know, miserable. What an idiot. How stupid, okay? Final story. We talked about this before, and this is freaking hilarious, okay? The city of Irvine, California, which is right next to where I live, bought a Cybertruck and put a bunch of lights on it and did everything. How about this? When they put potential, you know, criminals and people that they've arrested inside the back of the car, there's been two times now that they've had to charge the vehicle to get the person back to the station. So, yeah, guys can't gauge the electricity draw. That's funny, guys. That's funny. So there are fleets of police cars around the country that have gone electric, and they're not doing so well, and they're sitting. Cars are sitting by themselves, not being used to fight crime, okay? And they got a really good deal on the cars. They paid too much. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. So many of you have. It's doing great. I'm so proud. I am grateful every day. I'm gonna go in the Deliverance Swamp right here and have a good time. Please like, subscribe, email me at hello@iallegedly. And I was kidding about the Deliverance thing, okay? I'll see you soon. I always wonder if people watch to the end. We're gonna know, okay? I'll see you soon.